This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil.
Yeah, but the Democrats don't even look like an angel. They don't talk like an angel. They walk and talk like a crypt keeper. And they lie incessantly.
You fool me with your
woman that looks like an angel, Melania, never even talks other than the Lord's Prayer. It'd be bad enough if a good-looking woman like that, smart-looking woman like that, was actually telling me lies, but she's not. Instead, it's a bunch of hunchback, skexy demons telling me lies. There's an article now on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. It's official. Biden campaign manager, under no scenario will Trump be allowed to declare victory. That's a quote. I mean, it's... They're not even hiding it. And Twitter comes out and says, absolutely, no one is allowed to challenge things of the Republican. Only Democrats have free speech. Only Democrats can say who they thought won. Man, they'll do a few token Democrats they ban, but this is the internet kill switch right on time going into place. All right. Let me scan through this sea of wonderful callers and who's been holding the longest. And that'll be Omar in California. Omar, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? It's a pleasure to talk to you, sir. It's an honor. I've been waiting to talk to you for 11 years.
Wow. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir. Me and my brothers and my family were from Yemen, and it looks like it's a siege on America. It looks like America is being under war, basically. You know, like they're shutting down the factories. They're making people poor.
You just said it. It's classic siege. We're under sanctions. We're under global government sanctions. That's all this is.
This is exactly what they do in our country, in Yemen and the Middle East, right before they're about to make a big move. They prepare it. It's the same thing. Same thing. And the media is going to be the main one that makes the big move. The media.
You've lived it, sir. You got the floor for 2.5 minutes. We love you. Tell us what it's like to go under siege first before you get attacked.
Okay, checkpoints everywhere. They were right before they threw off our president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, and put the country under siege. There's checkpoints everywhere. You can't talk about certain people in the government. People in the government that were not with the president, like against him, started coming out and talking bad about him. And then, bam, just everything just starts going crazy once they make their first move.
You lived through a coup against a popular president. You say you see the same thing happening.
Yes, sir, and I want to thank you because you had an interview with some, I can't remember his name, Lindsay something in 2010, and he talked about how Yemen was going to go under war. And we listened to that interview, me and my family, and we got out of Yemen right before the war started because of that interview. So I want to thank you, sir. I was able to...
That was Lindsay Williams, who had a major
Lindsay
oil company.
Lindsay Williams, yes.
And he had a major oil company executive that he was a chaplain with, yeah.
And he said, keep your eyes on Yemen. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And I remember that. And because of that interview that you did, I was able to watch it. And we left Yemen 2 months before the war started.
Wow, that's the power of the truth, brother.
And we love you, brother, and all my family loves you. We love your product.
Well, we appreciate you. Look at Trump trying to end the wars. He wants peace for the Middle East. He wants to build hotels and make the Middle East beautiful like it used to be, and we can all be the friends.
In New York, the Yemenis, they love Trump now because of New York is trash. Everybody loves him now. You know, they're like, they're sick of the Democrats. My sister, she's been a Democrat all her life in New York. Now she's sick of them. She's voting for Trump now.
What is wrong with the Democrats? They're just devils.
You know what? I think what Trump is trying to do, he's trying to show everybody what's going on. He's basically letting them burn themselves out, you know, because in the end, we're going to make the big decision. So he's trying to show everybody.
Beautiful, Omar. We love you. Glad you've been trying for 10 years. Good to talk to you. Glad we helped you and your family. We're all helping each other here. We only have on guests that are been proven to be accurate. And Lindsay Williams, is he even alive today? That guy had some inside sources. The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3 to 5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's ultimate turmeric formula with a 95% curcuminoid level, and we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock, and despite that, Body's ultimate turmeric formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's ultimate turmeric formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar.
Cyrus Young from 1810 to 1913.
Because all they want to do, you turn in the news, COVID, 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 COVID. We'd like to talk about COVID, and then next thing, here's what happens. November 4th, you won't hear too much about it. You won't hear too much about it. Don't tell anybody, but let me wait till a little bit after the election. I appreciate the advice. I appreciate it. No, he's been wrong on a lot. He's a nice man, though. He's been wrong on a lot.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, and I mean up to God, back down to Trump. Here's the New York Times back on April 16th. Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, and others led a evil rally that didn't show social distancing, and all. And Jones even shook hands, and they chanted, "Fire Fauci, arrest Bill Gates." So there it is, memorialized. Coronavirus fuels protest against coronavirus lockdowns. Or conservatives fuel protest against conservative lockdowns. Absolutely incredible time to be alive right now. And just the expectation of the last few years, the buildup, and now we're here. If Trump gets reelected, he's not your normal politician. He's going after them all. He's going to put people in that will go after him, and it is going to be retribution. Not in the name of just vengeance, but to get these people off our backs. And that's why they're so scared. And that's why this is so dangerous. This is real. There's not just BS in the universe. We've been living decades of BS and lawyers and politicians and weenie behavior. And now it's coming down to real stuff, folks. This is very real. This ain't theater. That's why they're so scared. This isn't Republicans and Democrats acting like they're fighting with each other and sharing power. This is the Chi-Coms controlling the Democrats, the decision being made in government to join the people and say no to this. And so you got a large contingent in government and corporate America who don't want to sell out the country, and they just operate through people like Trump and myself who are willing to put our necks out there. And we're strong. We're getting stronger by the minute. And I told you last week, the enemy began to capitulate as the Chinese agents got arrested around the country, almost no news coverage, and that their whole networks were falling, and the Chinese started turning money off about 2 weeks ago, when this Hunter Biden thing came out. And so the globalists are scared now. They're in their foxholes radioing back to HQ, and there ain't any transmission coming back, which almost makes them more dangerous. But it definitely means they're losing. So let's not believe we've completed this mission yet. Like you're 70 years old, your kids are 40. 45, and, you know, they have good lives, but you still, you know, not sure they ended up well. Don't ever count your chickens till they're hatched, folks. But Trump better go after him. We better get moral. We better go to God. We better get on our knees. We better be better people ourselves, because this was, if Trump gets in, this is a major reprieve. It's still going to be rough. Still trade war, still globalism. They're still control blue states, trying to go after your sons, trying to go after your daughters, and they're still there. But, I mean, this will be a devastating victory, the likes of which we've never experienced if Trump gets elected again. And then if we see this through the next 4 years, but if we squander it and sit around and just stick our thumbs in our, you know what, then we deserve what happens. All right, who's been holding it out the longest? That would be Anthony in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, yeah, I think that the president definitely has some good lawyers around him, because it's going to come down to the legal aspects of it all. And he should definitely take it before the Supreme Court, because, quite frankly, that is the law of the land. He's got that good woman in there now. And what do you think about that?
Well, no, Trump knows it's probably coming down to the Supreme Court, because the Democrats, the Supreme Court just ruled that two states can basically stay open for weeks. So that's kind of a betrayal. Trump's criticized it. So I hope the Supreme Court follows the Constitution here, because these ballots were unconstitutional the way they mailed them out on purpose to cause this. But that's what I'm saying is, cross your fingers, my friend. I'm not sure we're out of this yet.
And I was wondering, if you could focus a little bit too about some of the national races, what's going on nationally as far as races are concerned.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And I'm going to ask Owen Schroyer coming up in the war room. He's good at that. And I am too. Yeah, guys, give me all the printouts, obviously, tomorrow as they unfold. We're going to be covering the Senate races, the House races. We're going to be covering all the elections as they come in. We're going to have the big board up here. We're going to have all the different states. We'll be monitoring CNN, Fox News. We'll be monitoring all of them to give you the latest. Okay, thanks, Anthony. All right, let's now go to Jonathan in Arizona. Jonathan, welcome.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Hey, man, I just want to do two things, man. If it's fine with you, if I could pray with you and the listeners right now, right before the election, because I think now more than ever, I think we need the hand of God here over this country that we love so much.
Everybody should be praying constantly. Go ahead.
Okay, so if everybody, if you're working, wherever you're at, if you could bow your head and close your eyes real quick. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come before you, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us this privilege and this opportunity to come together in unity over this nation, asking you, Father, that you guide the hands, Father, of President Trump, that you manifest your glory over this election, that you give every one of us the strength, the powers, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding to overcome the enemy. We know that the Bible says that in the last days, good will become evil and evil will become good, but we are here standing in your righteous word in the name of Jesus, declaring victory before we have even entered into the war. We leave ourselves in your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Somebody say amen wherever you're at.
Alex, amen, brother. I hear you. I can feel the Holy Spirit. It's very strong. Can you feel how strong the Spirit is right now? I've never felt this strong.
Definitely, definitely. I feel chills in my body. I'm actually a pastor here in Arizona, and I even feel it because I know that not only our Christian nation, but our Patriots are rising up together in unity. Alex, I'm a huge fan. There's one thing I want to do before I hang up. I love when you yell, man. I love whenever you shout. So if I could shout with you, man, a battle cry.
I want to do it, but my voice is almost gone, but I'll do it. Let's do it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You want a war? You got one. And they better know. They see what happened when they sent that bus in. We peacefully surrounded it. They started trying to attack our vehicles. Then they went and crashed. They started the fight. If it goes to a war, they're going to lose it. And they need to know it. They have taken our kindness for weakness, and it all ends. God bless you, Jonathan. Yeah, they had the Democrats kind of run folks off the road. Then they called the FBI. They want to defund the police. They hate the FBI. They hate everything. But, oh, but now it's going to save them. Absolutely disgusting. Yeah, look at that Biden truck bumping into people. Look at it. Play that again. It comes over out of its lane and starts bumping the vehicle. And then it's on the news that they attacked the Democrats. That guy comes all the way, halfway out of his lane, and then can't believe it when the Ford truck, twice as big as its little vehicle. I mean, that is so archetypal. You've got that Ford truck following the Biden vehicle, doing nothing. And here comes the libtard attacking, and now the FBI is investigating if Proud Boys were there. First they demonized the Proud Boys, and I was like, oh, the Proud Boys, they're bad. Nothing to do with the Proud Boys. The Proud Boys are great. And then the car couldn't believe it got rammed back. That's just the beginning. We should have gone out to break. Not your fault. But let's come back in with maybe Road Warrior. Go out the next break with Road Warrior. All right, Dr. Steve Pachinik on his take on all of this. And he's very excited about what Trump's been doing about Dr. Fauci and so much more. That's next segment. And after he leaves us, I'm going to get to JB, Bill J. Jefferson, and many others before this transmission ends. The 24-hour coverage begins.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendomite.
Corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are go. We are go.
You got it.
All right, we're getting Dr. Steve Machinick's Skype lined out. He'll be on with us. Briefly, if I don't do this, we won't be here on air. Plus, I sell great products, great T-shirts, great books, great films. Great water filtration, great air filtration, great shortwave radios, great survival hatchets. I mean, just so many high-rated cool things. We get them and then discount them at InfoWarsStore.com. So just do a lot of your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's for storable food, whether it's for high-quality supplements, it's all there. I've been so busy, I haven't done this yet. I do this all the time when we have a sale. I don't have a new one because I've been busy, but we do have a new sale. We already launched it last week. That is the BioTree Selenium. It's key for any electrochemical activity in the body. That means all cellular activity. It's essential. Without it, you die. It's so good for everything in your body. It just ups, you know, the amperage, everything you're doing, because we are electrochemical. That's back in stock, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. It just gets nuts for that point. And then we also have Bodies, which is the ultimate turmeric formula out there. We can find 95% curcuminoid. The average competitor has 3 to 5%. People get great responses for that, for inflammation, for immune system. For it's an antioxidant, it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, now back in stock. And you got to get these and take them. You got to experience it yourself. That is all 50% off, triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. That's the new special. The one with the X2 and the X3 and the Vasobeats and the all of it. You know, the big sale we've got going, the Black Friday comes in October. Well, we're in November, so we got to end that sale, and a bunch of this stuff is almost sold out. So be sure and take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, and we'll get you that information. Now, while we're lining up our next guest who's having Skype problems, let's go ahead and take some more phone calls. Let's talk to Nick in Michigan. Nick, go ahead. Thank you.
Alex,
I'm here, Nick. Go ahead.
You got me? All right. Hey, you know, you have a new ad about vetting your news source and stuff, brother. And, we vetted our news sources. I got people all over the world listening to you now because you're the only one that has been vetted and everything's been right. And with this election, I live here in southern Michigan. You can drive all over the whole state and it's all Trump everywhere. I don't know how there's a possibility that Trump doesn't take Michigan. How's it looking, Texas?
Well, I totally agree with you. That's why I'm about to talk to Dr. Steve Pachinik, and we just got on the line. Biden campaign manager, under no scenario will Trump be allowed to declare victory. Under no scenario. Now they're saying we're never going to capitulate, we're never going to concede, and he'll never be president. Pelosi said that 2 days ago very cryptically. Hillary just tweeted, the election will be over when all the votes are counted. Well, they made it where that's impossible. So I hear you, brother. What do you think is going to happen, Nick?
I think Trump's going to win in an absolute landslide to the point where they can't even steal it. I mean, that's a perfect scenario for us. I think there's.
Well, no, and I agree to you. Two to one Google searches in the last 6 months, how to vote Republican versus Democrat. There's all these other metrics, much better than polls, show huge victories. And then exit polls show way more Republicans voting in early voting than Democrats. That's backwards. That's the opposite way it usually is. I mean, this is going to be a landslide, but that's the problem. They're just going to have the media say he didn't win. It's a crazy time, Nick.
Right. It's your Hey, can I do a quick shout-out to my brother in California?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Right now? Mm-hmm. I got a brother, James, in California. He's the high school football coach, and I got a brother, Tim, in Japan right now, who's active duty Marine Corps. And they're listening to you right now, brother, and you're I can't believe I'm coming on the same day as that kid Omar from Yemen. I listened to him live on the War Room with Owen Schroyer, and his story proves that you are, I mean, the undisputed truth when it comes to news, when it comes to everything, Alex. And I just want to thank, I know you don't like people saying thank you and stuff, but man, that kid's...
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call, Nick. We're all in this together, is all I'm saying, is thanking me for self-preservation. That's like thanking me for, you know, not falling off my bicycle. I mean, I'm just trying to have a good life with all of you here. Dr. Steve Pachinik joins us, former head of psychological operations at the State Department, ran major regime change, helped found Delta Force, so much more. Best-selling author, Tom Clancy, stevenchinik.com. He joins us now for the rest of the hour. Doc, I know, and I'm glad you're on. I was wanting to get you on last week. You wanted to come on, though. You're very proud of Trump. You think he's really doing the right thing now with Fauci and so much more. I want to get into the election. I want to get into what you think is going to happen, how we counter this, what they're going to do. They've been very clear now that they're not going to concede. So we got 3 minutes to break, but you go ahead and take over.
I'm not concerned as much about the Democrats as they think they're that powerful. In other words, Trump will win. Either way, Trump will remain in power. I can assure you that. I can't speak on behalf of the intelligence community, but I can say on my behalf that he will remain in position as the president of the United States, whatever they might declare, whatever Biden might declare. But Trump has said it very clearly. You have a choice. It's either Biden, corrupt politicians for 50 years, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Dianne Feinstein, or you have America back again with a businessman, which has been the ethos of this country, capitalism, entrepreneurship, and the ability to build businesses, not big tech. So what I suspect will happen is Trump will declare the victory. Biden can say whatever he wants, but it will be quickly nullified, as will Nancy Pelosi. They will not put up any kind of resistance. They will claim they will put up resistance, but I don't expect that resistance to last, only because we have other elements on the streets. We have pretty strong elements that will protect the Republic. Remember, this is a story about the Republic and not what Obama thought, a democracy. Again, this president who was a Manchurian candidate didn't even know we're still a Republic, and he said to all the kids, I want you to vote for the democracy. No, we're a republic. In that republic, the military, the police will stand appropriately in position to maintain the viability of that republic, no matter what else happens. Biden will say he's going to have to concede. There's really nothing more he can do about it. The corruption with Hunter Biden is so great that all I would do if I were in the Justice Department is whisper to Mr. Biden that your son will go to prison unless you stop all this nonsense, and we're going to not only take your son, but we can take you in it as a co-conspirator for corruption, treason. And that is the point that Trump has said, that we have never had such a corrupt administration as we've seen with Biden, Obama, the Pelosis, and all the Democrats. They have to go. So we're coming into a new era, what I call the state of emergency, which I wrote about 27 years ago, where we're going back to our roots of entrepreneurship, making America great, and making us independent of really what, in terms of the nation states. We do not need to be part of NATO. We do not need to be part of WHO. We do not need to be part of anything other than our republic.
And all right, stay there. Dr. Steve Pachinik's with us. We're going to talk about the... There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Alex Jones here, back live. And I know I'm telling you this about Steve Pachinik to butter him up. He doesn't care about that. But I remember he was at the Council on Foreign Relations. He did write the Tom Clancy books. He did run the Camp David Accords. He did the Delta Force thing. He was involved in stuff right up at, you know, the 90s. And a bunch of stuff after that. And then I see him do a radio interview, and I see a transcript online, so I call and get him on the show, like in early 2002. He lays out all this stuff, and I think, well, this is a credible guy. He's got a big show. He's got a lot of courage. But then he's on about 15 years ago, and he's like, the EU will collapse, you know, by 2025, and the East Coast and West Coast will, and it'll be the Midwest and the South and all this other stuff, and there'll be a global renaissance against it all, and there'll be nationalist groups coming out. And I'm thinking, okay, this guy maybe he's bad, because I'm like, he's telling us what we want to hear on the show. I'm like, oh, yeah, right. It's all going to go so wonderful. And then now here we are 15 years ago, and it's going exactly that way. How the hell did you know all that?
Alex, let me tell you one thing I did know for sure, and you're not going to like this. I knew that the Alex Jones Show had more power and influence 20 years ago than the New York Times has today. That's what I was betting on. Forget the other analysis. What I heard and what I knew about you, I said, this is the man I want to work with. I've never been on other shows. I don't want to be on another show. So what does it mean? This is not about flattery. This means that someone like you in Austin, Texas, on your own, you're not getting subsidized by big corporations, built a business, and then at the same time began to say to somebody else who was a black swan, you and I are black swans. The black swan being the individual who doesn't fit the mold. Yeah, I was working at MIT and Harvard and all that, but I was a black swan. I didn't belong there. Yeah, I was working in intelligence and a deputy assistant secretary, but I really didn't belong there. And kind of the intelligence community, including defense intelligence analysis, understood what I was about in the same way that your community of millions and somebody like me understands what you're about. It's not about self-aggrandizement. It's not about eating here. I enjoy when you go into a restaurant, because what you're really doing in those cases, it sounds absurd and it looks ridiculous, but it's not, because you're testing the limits within which our republic will tolerate this type of disturbance. The real issue here hasn't been whether I'm right or wrong or you're right and wrong. It's that we created, or you created,
I bet on America. You're saying we all bet on America. We bet on America. They bet on globalism.
Yeah, but there has to be something more specific. So how did I know? I knew it the same way I look at the black swan phenomenon. In other words, America is not about conformity. If you want socialism, you want the Bidens, you want Mal Harris, that's socialism. They're all the same. They're going to get paid off. They do nothing. America is about one simple concept. The ability to fail, not the ability to succeed, the ability to fail. You did it. I did it. Yeah, I was a doctor and I'm a psychiatrist. I was on council. I left the Council on Foreign Relations. I didn't think much of the American Psychiatric Association. I attacked some of the presidents for being corrupt. And so that ability to say what you want and at the same time to continue no matter what happened. You don't like my books? Fine. Don't buy them. You don't like Clancy? Fine. Don't buy it. I make no apologies, but part of the reason why we go ahead and why Americans go ahead is we've had our wars. They were enough. We didn't need to go to wars. The Bushes, the Cheneys, those who were the chicken hawks, send us to wars that they didn't want to attend. The Bidens had six wars that he created.
No, I totally agree. And Trump came out and said his big accomplishment is trying to dial back these wars. There's no way you can deny that. So let's talk about the campaign. Let's talk about Trump. When and if he wins, and I agree he's about to have a landslide, I believe we'll block their attempt to break the country up. I agree with your analysis. We need to then make sure, though, he doesn't make the same mistakes again. He needs to go on the offense. Correct. What does Trump need to do?
He needs to clean out his White House. I would take the gentleman, Grinnell, who has been very effective at the DNI, Director of National Intelligence, to bring in some of his supporters and clean out the White House and then clean out and fire Fauci. The reason I want Fauci fired is to show to the world that you can't have a self-aggrandizing NIH bureaucrat. He's not a scientist. He and I went to medical school. We're not scientists. The real scientists like Dr. Lee Merritt, who gave a lecture to intelligence community, he said that masks do not work. So he has to fire Fauci. He has to begin to take down all the federal bureaucracies that we don't need. The CIA, we've got 16 intelligence units. We've got to cut them by 50%. I've got 2.2 million soldiers. Right now, believe it or not, the Air Force, our Air Force today bought a dozen drones from China. From China. Now, how does that happen? That today, We have a dozen drones from China. That is inexcusable. That's just not tolerated. Third, I want to make sure that the White House is slimmed down from how many hundreds of people down to a minimal number that he needs. In turn, he has to go out and make sure that every institution, the IRS, totally dysfunctional. Here I pay my taxes. I'm waiting months. Other people are waiting months for their rebates. You can't have it. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what the refunds are about. Number two, get rid of the CIA. Get rid of a whole bunch of these intelligence. And then get rid of the most dysfunctional of all systems, the FBI. Highly politicized, highly dysfunctional. I have no idea what to do. Instead, you bring in the U.S. Marshals. You bring in other active officers within the security system, and he knows where they are.
Well, Trump is now, as you said, talking about firing Barr and Ray. Who would he replace them with? I mean, is there any way to, like, fix these institutions, or you just abolish them?
Well, the one person I would bring in is somebody. I'll tell you a little story. 1988, I was recruited by a firm called Drexel Burnham, and they had on the cover of Time magazine a guy by the name of Mike Milk, making $600 million. And the head of Drexel Burnham calls me up, and I explain to him, there's no way I can go to Drexel Burnham because you've got a guy who's making $600 million, but we have a little lawyer here in the Reagan administration, and he's only making $60,000. He said, well, no, we can beat that lawyer. I said, no, you can't. His name is Giuliani. He comes from New York, and he will take you down. That was 1988. So I would bring Giuliani back as Attorney General, as a director of the Justice Department, let him do what he does best. Clean house, implement laws that he can enforce.
By the way, it's funny, I heard Trump's actually looking at Giuliani to replace Barr.
He has to. Giuliani, as long as I've known about him, he's an incredibly effective person. I don't care what Barack does or Sacha Cohen does. He's not relevant to our society. He's a joke. He's an Israeli joke. I mean,
we know the deep state's scared of Giuliani. Why is that?
Well, because the deep state isn't, they're no longer, within the deep state, there are those of us who can really neutralize whoever else.
Because there's a super deep state under them, isn't there, of loyal Americans?
Well, that's correct. I can't go into the names or other than that, but you want to call it a super deep state? Yeah. There are those of us who've been in the interstices of the Republic for well over 40 years. We don't want the money. We don't want recognition. I don't want stripes. I didn't want to be promoted to rear admiral or that. And there are others like myself. There are men and women who work in the different groups in intelligence. We help to maintain that republic so that we can tolerate the extreme left, socialism, whatever you want to call it. But it's not. It's ironic because even the fascism of the left is coming out to be fascism because you're listening to a nonsensical story about coronavirus. Really? You're telling me that a little virus forces you to wear a mask that's not useful. And Dr. Lee Merritt, who was hired by the intelligence community, gives you an entire lecture.
That's right. Lee Merritt got videos at man.video briefing on how the masks are bad. I'm glad you brought that up. I have a big stack on that very subject. Let's talk about that with Dr. Steve Pachinik, the mask, the COVID weapon.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. We're now less than 18 hours out from the kickoff of the greatest election in world history.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And Jesse James of the NRA and more will be in studio tonight with myself and Owen Schroyer, 7 to 9 p.m. And then at 8 a.m., David Knight, myself, kick it all off. It's going to be 24 hours, 48 hours, whatever we have to. We're going to be here when they contest it and pull all this crap. So please spread the word, because they are fighting big tech around the clock to keep these live feeds and these guests and Dr. Pachenik and others from being on air and all your calls and all your intel. But here's what Dr. Pachenik was starting to get into. Here's Infowars.com. UK government justifies second national lockdown using outdated death scenarios that may be four times too high. Well, it's way more than four times too high. And then it turns out, if you look it up, that Fauci authored a 2008 report that's also been republished in a new medical journal, the predominant role of bacterial pneumonia as a cause of death in pandemic influenza. They found the mask in the 1918 Spanish flu in 1919 were causing the incubation of this, and the damage to the lungs from the virus allowed the bacteria to kill folks. All they needed was antibiotics, but they didn't have antibiotics then yet. Bacteria were the real killers in 1918, flu pandemic, newscientist.com. So my point is this is exactly what Dr. Pechenik was saying 6 months ago, and Fauci even has authored papers saying all this, which shows real, to me, medical fraud, professional fraud. And then I have all these graphs around the world that as soon as mask wearing starts, deaths go up. So, again, I'm not a scientist, but I can see which way the wind blows. Dr. Pechenik, you were getting into the mask, the fraud, the evidence, this psychology as a psychiatrist. What is this wearing the mask? It's like Sharia law, the 6 feet of distance. It's obviously all psychological. What's the end game of this, and how good is it that Trump is calling it out finally?
Well, I was waiting for Trump to call it out, as you know, 6 months ago when I first said, look, I received the coronavirus in January. I treated it with Zithromax. Other physicians on the line, practicing physicians, not somebody like Fauci, who's been at NIH for 30, 40 years, makes $400,000 a year, but is not a scientist, not really a practicing physician. We all knew you could treat it exactly by what you said, Zithromax, an antibiotic, and then we could go on with our life. Instead, what happened was the rise of a kind of fascist statement and a fascist notion. This came from the left. This was something that was really quite unusual. If I had to write it as a novel, I would have been thrown out of my publishing company. The reality that we could shut down a whole country because of a make-believe entity which is supposed to kill you or kill older people, well, that turns out that's not exactly correct. Kill young kids, well, that's not exactly correct. Now they're coming out with the nonsense that it kills males at the middle age. Yeah, that's nonsense. And we have the flu, but yet on the other hand, we talk about some kind of numbers that are being made up, 240,000 people dead, and millions were infected, but we got close to, I think, 10 million, 15 million alcoholics. I have millions of car accidents. I have millions of drug addicts. I have millions and millions of suicidal patients right now. We don't talk about that. So what happened is, unfortunately, Trump took the advice of Fauci and the rest of CDC, which I would fire, including Redfield, Bricks and a whole group of them, to say, look, this is incompetence on the major level. Number one, we do not have an epidemic of coronavirus or whatever you want to call it. Number two, a mask does nothing more. And every construction worker who has to deal with dust or can tell you the same thing I'm saying to you, unless it's an N95 or highly specialized mask, most of the time that mask does nothing but breed more bacteria and more problems for the person wearing the mask. So what it became was the shibboleth for the left-wing fascism, I call it. They said that the right wing was fascist. No. Fascism comes out from the left wing, as it did with Benito Mussolini. It was National Socialist under Hitler. It was social entities or social justice, so-called, under the Soviets. It was always coming out of the left, and that's what you were seeing in the left. In order to facilitate that, big tech, which we, the United States, created through a company called INQTEL, Incutel, Google, Facebook, Twitter, all received monies. All the FANG received money from Incutel in 1998-99 after that, because I was part of a group of angel investors that worked in Virginia, Alexandria, and we helped the CIA to set up an Incutel business where they invested in turn into big tech. So when Trump comes in, he's got to break up big tech. He's got to break up Google. He's got to break up Facebook. He's going to have to break up Twitter. Get rid of Dorsey, who's absolutely obnoxious and repugnant to our country and really has no idea of what he's doing and how much damage he's done.
I totally agree with you. So let's back up from here. They admit in these studies that masks actually cause bacterial pneumonia and don't protect you from viruses. This is criminal. But they just keep pushing it. So finally, Trump's not just eating around the edges. He's frontally assaulting it. I know Trump people watch the show, Dr. Pachinik. I know they listen to what you have to say. If you were Trump, I'd fire him tomorrow on Election Day. I would repudiate them all now. I wouldn't wait.
Well, he's asked everybody to wait. He said he's a nice guy and all that. Well, Tony Fauci had been a nice guy, but he came such a self-aggrandizer and such a BS artist, I couldn't believe it. But the reality is something that I've had to say repeatedly. People have to go to jail. You cannot allow this kind of subversion, this kind of distortion, this kind of lies, this kind of incompetency to be the model for the future. And this is where Trump has to crack down on the individual. People go to jail. You want to indict Fauci for treason, which he part of the public health
service.
Oh,
he basically ran the Wuhan lab. What's crazy is the guy that's behind all this is running the response to it.
Correct. But the answer is he's not held accountable, so he can hold a patent for one thing or another. You've got all kinds of people involved in this, Soros and others. But unless you hold them accountable, including operatives from the agencies, nothing is going to happen.
Well, that's my next question. You're right. I'm going to start the show with this. They don't get in trouble for Burisma, China, mismanagement. Like, I believe in nuclear power, except the companies are so corrupt, they don't run them right. It's like they all are just incompetent. None of them even care. It's like they get powerful and just wander off and don't care anymore.
Because they're not held accountable. Once you become too large, you have no sense of what you are, number one. Number two, I mean, look at Alphabet. It went from a couple of $100 to a $3,000 stock and now pulled back about 1,000 points. And what's going to happen, let me repeat it again, the stock market in America is a good reflection of what we talk about in terms of American entrepreneurism and the ability for Trump to come back and increase the GDP. If Biden comes in, I will guarantee America and I will guarantee those of you who have a pension, we will go into a severe depression no matter what your broker's telling you. Trump has to come back in because the markets will screech back with the hope that we can come back and increase our GDP, and he will do that. But people have to be held accountable. Bill Gates will have to be held accountable. Fauci has to be held accountable. Dorsey has to be held accountable. Zuckerberg, Comey, Ray, Biden, there's a whole group of them. But they're never held accountable, and instead they go on, you know, CNN or whatever you want, Zucker's disaster there, and basically they can get away for doing nothing. Yet, unfortunately, minority groups, Hispanics and Black, for less than that, we go to prison. I've had the FBI knock on my door because I said comments about Obama being an operative and never having told the truth. I get two FBI agents knocking on my door for that. The answer is that's not acceptable. Obama has been a Manchurian candidate. He's been a pathological liar.
Well, here's the good news. I don't need to be a psychiatrist to see this. He used to be arrogant. He looks really deflated and freaked out now.
Well, you know, a man like that shouldn't have any prominence at all. There isn't one word of truth in anything he says. You know, his mother was an operative. His maternal parents, grandparents were operatives working at the East-West Center. He's a liar. He's a pathological liar. And so are the people around him. But they're not held accountable. So this is where Alex Jones has to come back and hit again and again and again. If Steve Pachinik has to come out to repeat it, I'll do it. And
Steve Pachinik.com. Join us again during the 24-48 hour. We're going to keep going live as long as it's contested. I think it's going to be contested for a while, but I think it'll get shut down quickly, as you said. Thank you so much. Hour number four, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.